Hi folks, Neil here. We want to help you learn all about Barcelona. That's why you can listen to this episode in the Circa app for iPhone and get all the show notes, pictures, maps, and links you need to find everything we tell you about in this Barcelona guide. Best of all, in the Circa app, you can message a Circa concierge. You can get any question answered by real people here in Barcelona. Where to see FC Barça play, how to use the metro, where to eat a delicious seafood paella on the beach right now. We're giving you a friend to ask anywhere in the world. And who knows, you might even get to talk to me. For a limited time, the Circa Travel app is completely free. Get it in the App Store right now or at circatravel.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Circa. In this Play Here episode, we'll be listing a lot of places, people, and incredible things to do with the family in Barcelona, Spain.
This city wears its all-night party badge of honor proudly, but surprisingly, it's very kid-friendly.
We're going to give you a lot of information, but don't worry. There will be maps, notes, and info on every place mentioned in these guides in the Circa app.
Whether you're in Barcelona right now, or would just like to learn all about a place we truly love to be with our families, this is what we do.
So just sit back, put your headphones on, and enjoy some fun for all ages.
Let's go play in Barcelona. Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it.
Spanish life and Catalan life is dominated by family. A stereotype, sure, but it's one that absolutely rings true. Kids are kept extremely close here. They are rarely excluded, they stay up late, and more often than not, they rule the roost. Yours and grandma and grandpa's.
Here, kids are tiny little kings and queens. And as a parent, that's for better and for worse. But it's impossible to deny that this familial way of life makes the crowded, eclectic city of Barcelona an amazing place for children.
The school day in most primary schools in Spain is from 9 till 5. There's a 2-hour break in the middle of the day for lunch and a siesta, of course. Many children used to go home during this break, but as both parents work in most families, these days, this is changing.
Bottom line is that kids here, even primary school kids, work hard. They play hard, too.
In Barcelona, with all the offers, activities, neighborhood parties, parks, pop-up circuses, weekly markets, and endless festivals and exhibitions, it can be a bit of a headache getting your ducks in line on holiday. Especially when everyone in the family has an opinion about what you should and shouldn't do. So we're here to give you an expert opinion to add to that. I'm Neil Innes. Proud father of 2 little girls born right here.
And I'm Andres Bartos, the cool godfather to them. They recognize me as one of their own. I'm just a big kid at heart.
Today, we're going to tell you where to stay, where to eat, what to see, and all of the avoids and must-dos with your family while you're here in the magical Mediterranean made-for-kids land of Barcelona.
A place where you never have to ask, do they allow children here? Because the answer is always yes. When to come and where to stay.
Barcelona is definitely an all-year-round city, but perhaps spring is the best time to come with your kids. It doesn't have the summer heat or the hordes of tourists. You're most likely to be outside in this city for most of the day, and hot and bothered little people aren't always that much fun. Aim for April, May, or June to avoid baking in the warm summer sun. Just bring a light jacket for the little ones and maybe a hat for the really little ones, and you should be ready to go.
Barcelona is not a big city at all, but with kids in tow, it can definitely feel a little more sprawling. It's easily bikeable too, with rental companies aplenty and wide cycling lanes on all main roads. But when staying here with your family, especially if it's your first time, a central location is a must, mainly to limit time corralling your wide-eyed toddlers or uninterested teenagers through crowded streets.
A central Airbnb is probably the smartest way to go, especially if you have more than two children, and there are many options to choose from. But be aware that the city is actively trying to stop the company from really taking hold here. If instead you want a nice, affordable central hotel, though, check out the Hotel Jazz.
It sits between some of the top tourist attractions in the city, including main streets and squares Plaza Catalunya, Passeig de Gracia, and Las Ramblas. Plus, you can walk easily to Antoni Gaudí's Casa Batlló and La Pedrera, the Liceu Opera House, the Santa Maria del Mar Church, the Picasso Museum, the MACBA, and CCCB Cultural Arts Centers, as well as the Boqueria Market.
Hotel Jazz has standard and deluxe family rooms, fit to sleep two adults and two kids, all for around 140 euros per night. Check out the 8th floor terrace with a pool and amazing views for a lazy afternoon.
For something a little more chic for your kids to potentially destroy, head to the Hotel Regina, just a stone's throw away from the Jazz, where you can get a similar but more upmarket room for around 300 euros per night, depending on the time of year. The hotel even puts on children's weekend workshops on the patio where they can paint like Picasso, play piano like Beethoven, make chocolate brownies, or craft recycled musical instruments, all for around $8 per kid.
A tip for Barcelona regulars. If you're familiar with all the must-see places in the city already and are tripping here for a more beachside holiday, there are some fantastic hotel options close to the sea too. In this case, further away from the center of the city's most crowded sand is better.
The SB Icaria, for example, is a sleek gray cube that doesn't look too family-friendly, but it's a short 5-minute walk from the Ciutadella Park, the biggest green space in the city, the Barcelona Zoo, and the Icaria, Bogatell, and Marbella beaches, all three of which are much less crowded than the heaving Barceloneta and San Sebastián beaches further south.
A sleek family room at the Icaria, which sleeps four, is only about 180 euros per night, with a breakfast for you and yours. The very attractive low restaurant in the hotel has a compact but tasty menu. Sea bass, octopus for you. If the little ones don't dig on seafood, roast chicken with crunchy potatoes. There's also a very modern rooftop pool if you fancy a lazy afternoon with a book.
Remember, we're going to throw a lot of names and places and people at you, but don't worry about taking notes. Just check the notes in the app and you'll find everything you need. So there's a mountain of options outside the city too. There are towns outside of Barcelona which have that more laid-back, chilled-out vibe, and we will get to them in a bit. But for now, let's stay in the city. What's to visit? So the days of carefree, mapless travel, turning up in a city, penniless, with no shoes, just to see what happens, and then having a life-changing time, those days are gone. To holiday happily with kids, you need a plan, or at least the beginnings of one. I mean, we're not total squares.
Here are our favorite big things to do. In no particular order, but first, a big tip for first-time visitors which most miss. Get yourself some Barcelona family cards.
This card is a free pass to 25 of the city's biggest attractions, landmarks, parks, and museums, plus discounts all over town. Also, it comes with free unlimited public transport through your days here. With this pass, you can ride the port's pleasure boats, Las Golondrinas, walk through an underwater tunnel more than 250 feet long at L'Aquarium de Barcelona, get into the high-up and only slightly creepy Tibidabo amusement park with rides and attractions for all the family, and the finest city views.
It'll also cover your trip to and from the airport. Basically, it's a great investment if you can put the legwork in to use it. They can be ordered online and picked up at the airport or at any tourist office in the city. Plus, you can choose the duration of your stay for which the card will be valid. The 5-day pass is the best value, so that's what we'd recommend. It's also a line jump and a free ticket to Barcelona Zoo, the Picasso Museum, MACBA, and CCCB, the city's contemporary art spaces, and the Design Museum in Glorias. Plus, you can also avoid the queues and prices at Poble Español, the city's open-air architectural museum, which is always filled with activities and shows for little kids and big ones. We'll put a link to the Visit Barcelona card and how to buy it right there in the notes for you. There is a 10% discount also for booking online.
When it comes to transport, even without the card, kids under 4-year-olds travel free on the buses and metros. In the case of museums and attractions, normally the price is reduced for ages between 5 and 13 years old, and a lot of the time, there's no fee for toddlers.
Okay, here we go. In no particular order, our big places to go with your little ones.
Number 1, Cosmo Caixa. On the outskirts of the city to the west is Barcelona's great science museum. With your free pass, ride the metro to Vallcarca. It's only a short walk from there through one of the city's wealthiest areas. You can peep some amazing houses as you go.
Cosmo Caixa is a beautiful red brick building, incredibly detailed with circular windows and a huge modern glass annex. It was built in 1909, and ironically, it was once a home for the blind, which now houses some of the most visual and interactive fun for children. Including a flooded forest exhibit, an indoor small sampling of a real Amazon rainforest with more than 100 living species, birds, insects, frogs, piranhas, capybaras, and alligators.
The Hall of Matter covers evolution, starting with the Big Bang and touches on chaos theory and human evolution. Click and Flash uses games to encourage children to learn about science. Touch Touch houses living creatures from around the world, which your kids can hold in their hands. The program is mainly in Catalan and Spanish, but the exhibits are so intrinsic that you and your kids just won't care.
They also have a pretty cheap canteen with a big, beautiful terrace. I often go there with friends and kids, and it's always a real winner with all ages.
Number 2, Barcelona Zoo. The entrance to the zoo is right inside the immense Ciutadella Park. It's been open since 1892, when a banker named Lluís Martí Culla gave his collection of exotic animals to the city council. This place has had many famous inhabitants, but none more so than Snowflake, the world's only known albino gorilla. He passed away here in 2003, but is still the icon of this place.
Whatever your feelings about zoos may be, seeing children react to animals up close is such a joy. Plus, the zoo is pivoting these days after pressure from animal rights groups to focus on being the world's first animalist park. A $65 million investment will help the zoo solely focus on biodiversity, conservation, and teaching.
Our favorite way to do the zoo is to head early in the morning. Often, especially on weekends, there are keeper-led tours in English and activities for kids. But even if you miss those, you can still see orangutans, elephants, giraffes, seals, giant tortoises, and Komodo dragons.
And here's a pro parent tip for you. Avoid the very center of the zoo until the end. There's a huge playground there. It's one of the best in the city. And if your kids see it, you'll be stuck there for hours. Save it till the end to see as many animals as possible.
Then you can spend the afternoon picnicking or wandering, our pick for number 3. Parc de la Ciutadella. This big park is crisscrossed with stroller-friendly gravel paths. There are huge open green spaces populated with musicians and families, Zumba and hula hoop classes, friendly dogs, ponds, ping pong tables, giant bubble blowers, and a beautiful waterfall fountain called La Cascada. It's kind of based on the Trevi Fountain in Rome, designed by Giuseppe Fonseca with a little help from a young, then unknown, Antoni Gaudí.
This is the city's biggest park, but it's also very walkable, and there are surprises around every corner. Even a full-size woolly mammoth replica to pose for a photo with. Your kids will love hanging out here for a few hours at least.
Near the lake, which you can take rowboats and paddle boats onto with your kids, there's a playground with free buckets, shovels, and plastic toys to play with. There's a giant sandpit and a large fenced enclosure perfect for babies and toddlers. Behind that, there's a little park bar with tables in the sunshine, which will serve you an ice-cold beer while the kids run around. Parenting at its finest.
Number 4, the aquarium. Head over to Port Vell and you'll find Europe's largest and most important museum of marine science. It houses 11,000 animals from 450 species and a 250-foot-long underwater tunnel through shark and manta ray-infested waters. This is a thrill for the kids, and if you're a nature nerd, for you too.
You can even have a sleepover there in the underwater walkways. On the first Friday and third Saturday of the month, they call it Sleeping with Sharks. It's pricey, at 90 euros a ticket, but falling asleep underwater while giant rays and tiger sharks swim over you is worth every penny.
Adult tickets for the aquarium are 21 euros, 8 for the little ones and 16 for the slightly bigger little ones. But if you have the Visit Barcelona card we mentioned, you get a 20% discount. Number 5, the Camp Nou experience. For those of you with older and more sporty kids, visiting the hallowed ground of FC Barcelona's Camp Nou is an absolute must. Tours of the ground in the Barrio of Les Corts range from 26 to 120 euros, depending on how much of the stadium you want to access. The top-end tour will get you a free personalized shirt, and will also get you on the pitch and let you look up into the stands at nearly 100,000 empty seats.
Can you imagine having that many people watch you play? You and your kids can marvel at the club's history in the FC Barcelona Museum, which showcases all the players, matches, trophies, and memorabilia that have garnered the team millions of fans from around the world. And if you want to learn more about the history of the club beforehand, check out our episodes on FC Barça in this guide, in which we'll also tell you the best way to experience an FC Barça match, if that's on your to-do list as well. Last but not least, number 6, the beach. Of course, the beach. Get away from the chaos of the beaches in the center of the city and head 30 minutes north on foot, along the wide boardwalk which stretches the entire length of the Barcelona seafront. Don't stop till you hit Platja de Boatei.
This beach is just that far enough away from the tourist crowds to have a little more of a local flavor. It still gets packed with people in the summer months from the nearby barrios of Poblenou and Saint Martí. But it's much lighter on pickpockets who plague the city beaches further south. Still, though, keep one eye on your bags while you keep the other on your kids.
There's also a huge rope-climbing frame in the top corner of the beach, and on the breakwater just past it, there's La Base, a kind of hidden grill restaurant behind the sailing club that does simple, tasty seafood, but will also serve you a pretty decent burger and fries to take to the sand if the little ones burn themselves out.
It saved us many times. Further north, you also have Marbella, La Nova Marbella, and Llevant, the other new beaches, which were created in 1992 for the Olympic Games. In fact, almost all of the beaches here didn't exist before the Games.
Just off the sand of these beaches, and sometimes on it, there are tons of sporting spots to be found. Skate parks, football, basketball, volleyball, and tennis courts, ping pong tables, and more. So forget Barceloneta, which, while fantastic, is where all the tourists end up. This slightly more tranquil and much safer area is where you want to go with your kids.
There are a truckload of other sunny, bright, sandy beaches along the coast too, most of which are coarse sand. It's a little rough on tiny feet, so pack your flip-flops, especially if you're planning to head further up the Costa Brava, where there are hundreds of little rocky coves waiting.
In fact, we've got a whole Costa Brava road trip episode, which is definitely a family-friendly endeavor. Check it out in this Barcelona guide.
Where to eat? The eternal question seems infinitely more eternal when traveling with kids, and infinitely more difficult to answer. But before we do, first things first.
The Catalans love children only slightly more than they do food. So much so that the thought of hiring a babysitter so you can go out is not really the norm. Here, kids are taught to interact, chat, and socialize through food, and in Barcelona, lunch is a long affair.
Here, people often ask, can we bring kids? 99% of the time, the answer here is yes. Hanging with friends, babies, toddlers, and teens in a local bar for beers, orange juice, and some tapas before lunch is a real way of life for local parents. Some really fancy places and Michelin-star restaurants do have a no-kid policy, but it is incredibly rare. Most places will have high chairs and booster seats and crayons and paper. Just ask, ¿tienes una silla alta?
A good blanket idea for the city when strolling looking for a lunch spot is look for a Rambla close to where you are. And we're not talking about the famous La Ramblas here. There are many Ramblas in Barcelona, walking streets often with limited access to traffic and central pedestrian walkways.
Rambla de Raval, Rambla Poblenou, Avinguda Mistral, Carrer Blay, and Poble Sec. It might not sound like too big of a deal, but stumbling across a Rambla playground placed right next to a simple and delicious bar where you can watch the kids with a meal is like a little holiday from your holiday.
The local kids are really good at eating and playing outside. But also, the city is filled with cafes and restaurants where children are the focus.
Take Pudding, for example, an eye-popping cafe in the city center on Pau Claris, which looks like it was drawn straight from the pages of Alice in Wonderland. A red and white circus tent roof and giant mushrooms creeping up the walls. This place is tea party heaven, and the cakes are amazing. Arguably the finest carrot cake in the country. Plus shelves of children's books, chalkboards, coloring pencils, and paper make breakfast with little kids much more hassle-free.
Steffi's, conveniently located a short walk from Barcelona's city park, is not so much a cafe with a playroom, it's more like a playroom with a cafe. Have some cake while the kids run amok.
La Nena is a cafe and chocolateria that is one of the most child-friendly places in Gracia. If you go here, pick up amazing Spanish hot dipping chocolate with churros. They also have a great collection of secondhand children's books, games, and toys, so you can have a serious caffeine injection without too many papa interruptions.
You could also head to Enric Granados, one of the trendiest streets in the city, in the Eixample. In 2020, Time Out actually voted this area the coolest neighborhood in the world, beating downtown LA and Soho in London.
So all you hip mamas and papas, while here with the kids, visit Café Cosmo, a colorful gallery brunch spot which has a playroom, books, activities, music, and great plates of food. Their fresh juices will keep the little ones amped up, and there's 8 to choose from. There's also a sweet toasted ham and cheese and a great coffee.
Outside and one block up on Enrique Granados, there are many terraces where your kids can run safely, and this street is definitely worth an afternoon stroller walk. On the left, you'll find De La Creme, hands down the best ice cream in the city. There will be a queue. There always is, but it's worth it. Go Pistacho, obviously.
Poblenou is far less touristy and filled with great places to eat. If you go to Bogatel Beach, which we recommended earlier, this is a great place to go hunting for food after a morning in the sea.
Check out Aguaribay with a terrace and delicious vegetarian food. It's for families and run by a family. If you go with the whole tribe, we recommend reserving the large indoor table near the game area a few days in advance.
Just a reminder, all these places are in the notes, so you can check there later.
For more places to eat, most of which are very family-friendly because, you know, Barcelona, check out our Eat Here episode in the guide.
Hi, everyone. Circa is recruiting new concierges. A Circa concierge is a friend to ask anywhere in the world. Real people, on the ground, never bots. If you want to be a concierge for your city, go to circatravel.com to sign up.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
The Parks. In the sprawling Eixample, the grid of city blocks between the center and Diagonal, there are so many hidden parks. When the Eixample was built, the dream of the great urban planner Ildefons Cerdà was to have each city block designed with an open neighborhood garden. But when Barcelona boomed as an industrial city, commerce took over, and most of these central block gardens disappeared.
The remaining ones, if you can find them, are a great place to meet local families and get a sense of Catalan life for an hour or two. Normally, they're down blink-and-you'll-miss-them alleyways, but we can tell you how to find some. Just please don't tell anyone else.
Calle Parlament in Sant Antoni is a great street to hang out on for a lazy afternoon. It's light on traffic and has a lot of public space. Nearby, through a glass and metal tunnel tucked away behind a library, you'll find the Jardins de Candida Pérez. Swings and climbing frames await. Also in the neighborhood, you have Jardins de Mercè Vilaret, with a small entranceway on Calle Florida Blanca.
For a big park and a breather from the city center, head to Sarriá, where you'll find Parc del Castell de la Oreneta, a wooded 17 hectares park and the remains of the Oreneta Castle. Get lost in a web of paths and play areas. It's also right near the Can Caralleu public swimming pool to cool off after some playtime in the summer months.
Further off the tourist trail, you can feel like a real adventurer and take the metro to Mundet on the Green Line. There you'll find Parc del Laberint de Horta, one of the oldest parks in the city, designed by Domenico Baguti in 1792. It was family-owned right up until the 1970s, when it was acquired by the city council.
The main attraction here is the maze in the center of the park. Children under 5 years old can enter for free. It's €2 for the rest of us, but secret tip, the park is free for all on Wednesdays and Sundays.
In the south of the city, Montjuïc dominates. A huge leafy hill filled with parks and gardens, with a flat top and an ominous castle. Feels like a fairy tale already. You can take a funicular from the parallel metro on the Green Line straight to Montjuïc. If you're with younger kids, we suggest you do this. I have to climb this hill every day, sometimes twice, and having the funi, as we call it, cut the distance in half is totally worth it. And for the kiddos, it's basically like an amusement park ride.
From there, it's up to you. You can take the Montjuïc cable cars from just next door to the station for a bird's eye view of the mountain and the city. They'll drop you off at the Castell de Montjuïc, which is a great historical visit in itself, or at Mirador, which is home to the spiky cactus garden, an excellent terrace restaurant called Martinez, and views over the port.
Within Montjuïc, there are many separate parks. Our favorite with family and friends is Jacint Verdaguer. It's filled with flowers and a big pond. It has hills to climb and a circular path, which is excellent for scootering and biking.
Further up the hill behind the castle, you can visit one of our favorite secrets of the city, La Caseta del Migdia. All year round, from midday-ish to sunset, on holidays and on the weekend, the caseta, or little house, puts on DJs, live music, and barbecues. And because of its remote location surrounded by woods and trees, but with an incredible view over the port, the kids have loads of space to explore.
Also, because of its altitude and the fact that it almost faces directly west, it's one of the only places in the city where you definitely want to watch the sunset. Grab a glass of cava for a couple of euros and settle in with the beautiful realization that just because you've got kids, romance ain't dead just yet. Day tripping with kids. Barcelona is a really compact city, which makes leaving it with kids pretty easy. By bus, by car, and by train. Let's look at some of the places to go with your family in the fresh open spaces and beaches of beautiful Catalonia.
First, we'll stop somewhere not too far away. La Carretera de les Aigües is an excellent and fairly easy hike. This 8,000-hectare park is crisscrossed by footpaths and cycle tracks which stretch 9 kilometers through Collserola National Park along a high, flat trail which was once a water pipeline. Hence the name. Literally, the Road of Waters.
If you're taking a car or a cab to start your hike, direct your driver to Plaza Mireia or take public transport to the Valvidrera train station.
Despite the fact that Collserola is pretty woody and green, there's not much shade on the wide paths in most parts. Carry sunscreen and a hat for the little ones and water. There are fountains to fill up along the way. This is an excellent place for a bike tour, which you can book in advance for about 25 euros per person per hour. Just Google Collserola bike tour or check the notes for a link.
In 1025, Oliba, the abbot of Ripoll and the bishop of Vic, founded a new monastery at the hermitage of Santa Maria de Montserrat, a picturesque, jagged mountain range just an hour north of Barcelona.
Or, if your kids aren't hooked on that story, just tell them there's a magical village on a sawtooth mountain top above the clouds, which you have to take an old creaky cable car to get to. That should do it.
Run to take the FGC train to Montserrat from Plaza España station. They leave every hour and almost always on time. From there, you take the yellow cable car up, up, up. And depending on the wind, this can be pretty incredible or very not for the faint of heart.
Once you're up there, there are paths, guided tours, visits to the monastery and the church. There's even a very popular buffet restaurant for some easy fare. And the Bar de la Plaza serves hot and cold sandwiches. For something a little more memorable, with older kids, stop in at the Hotel Abad Cisneros. These stone dining rooms were used as stables in the 16th century, but now they serve up a varied lunch menu with steaks, fish, and incredible views for about 30 euros per person.
Barcelona Sants, Estació de Francia, and Passage de Gracia are the city's most used train stations. From here, you can ride for relatively cheap short jaunts up the coast. Considering Spain stereotypically doesn't have the best reputation for being on time, the train service might come as something of a surprise. It's actually pretty great.
From Sant Station, you can be in beautiful Sitges in 30 minutes. This little town has been more than once referred to as the Saint-Tropez of Catalonia. And not without reason, this rich yet somehow still quaint, LGBT-friendly, cinema-obsessed little seaside town smacks of the French Riviera. A promenade between the bright white mansions and the beautiful beaches which skirt the town is another surefire cycling-slash-running-slash-toddling winner with the kids. To rent one or a few for the family, head to Sitges Bike Shop on Carrer Sant Pere for any kind of bike you like.
Sitges is a party town deep down, but it hasn't been invaded by sunburned hordes just yet. The place is also world-renowned for its horror and science fiction film festival in October and its legendary wild carnival in February.
It has a fantastic nightlife scene. Gay, straight, or other on any day of the week, but because of the local nature of the town, it stayed relatively off the radar for most. But those who know Sitges love Sitges.
There are bikes, paddleboards, and snorkel rental all along the promenade, and there's a lot to see in the Old Town, including 15th-century churches, artist houses, and museums. But my own theory about Sitges, as a family man now, is the less you do here, the more you fall in love with it.
It's a place for long, drawn-out lunches in Mare Nostrum or Chiringuito, or a ton of terraced places right on the beach, where you can eat little fried fish and drink white wine till the kids fall asleep. Or the crowded but brilliant Old Town corner bar of El Cable, which will satisfy even the most picky eater with one of the best bravas on the coast. Crunchy roast potatoes with a spicy paprika-laced aioli. Ask for the spicy sauce on the side. Or bravas con la salsa al lado. Especially if your kids will only eat potatoes, you can do this pretty much anywhere.
Basically, if you need a holiday from your holiday in Barcelona, Sitges is perfect. For other beach ideas for your family, and if you have a little more time to go further afield, check out our Costa Brava road trip episode in this guide. Nightlife with kids. As the sun starts to go down in Barcelona, you suddenly realize the very adult reputation that this city has. A hedonistic hand grenade of tiny bars, cavernous clubs, and all-night summer music festivals. But before you start reminiscing about weekend-long blowouts and raves in Ibiza and cursing yourself for ever becoming a parent, Barcelona by night with kids is actually pretty cool.
Something a lot of people miss here are the seasonal street parties and festivals. Each barrio in the city has their own fiesta mayor, or big party, so chances are there'll be a party somewhere in the city while you're here. San Antoni's party takes place in January, and there are a few others early in the year. But if you're here between June and September, this is when the bulk of these brilliant neighborhood shindigs happen.
Gracias, in August, is perhaps the best and most famous. Each street is ridiculously decorated in a friendly competition between locals. There's amazing street food, cheap drinks, and loads of activities and music for children of all ages.
If you happen to be here in July and have some time to fill in the evening, head to the moat gardens surrounding Montjuïc Castle for an outdoor film festival on the grounds of the 17th century fortress. Bring mosquito repellent and book your film in advance. We'll put a Festa Major calendar and links to the Montjuïc Summer Film Festival in the notes.
Okay, the sun has gone down, and you've got a few hours before your kids completely melt down, so let's get a big one out of the way.
As cliched as it is, you can't miss the Magic Fountain Show. Thousands of people gather each night to enjoy the spectacle, sitting on the many steps that lead up to the MNAC Museum and Montjuïc. Light and water, accompanied by a cacophony of kitsch pop and classical music and a warm summer atmosphere. Plus, it's free. There are usually a few shows a night for most of the week throughout the year, but it can be erratic. So, we'll put a timetable link in the notes.
Built in 1899, the Tibidabo Amusement Park is one of the oldest in the world. Some of the rides date back to the turn of the 20th century, and they still work. I mean, you can decide for yourself how much risk you're comfortable with, but locals here love it. The park is open until 9 p.m, so Tibidabo has all of your creepy, creaky, moonlight fairground vibes covered.
The park is perched on top of the city's highest mountain. You can get there by public transport via the famous Blue Tram, which will take you up past some of the most beautiful houses in the city to the top of the mountain. But with kids, if you're feeling a bit frazzled, hop in a cab. It'll be about 30 euros from the city center.
There are 25 rides for all ages, including the red roller coaster which zips along the mountainside, a hall of mirrors, and of course, the Giradabo, a 20-meter Ferris wheel teetering 500 meters above the city.
Rides aside, the main attraction is seeing the views of Barcelona to the Mediterranean Sea and the imposing Gothic Tibidabo Cathedral, which took 60 years to build. The cathedral is free to enter, but there's a 2 euro charge to get you to the top viewing platform.
For something to do after dark, closer to the center, a little more low-key, and at a slightly lower altitude, here's a secret spot for you.
Head to the roof of the Pulitzer Hotel close to Plaza Catalunya at around 6 p.m., where your kids can play safely with incredible views of the city. From May till October, the hotel puts on bands and DJs from 7 p.m. onwards.
You can relax with a Moroccan lamb kebab, artisan cheese boards, homemade croquetas, while the kids chow down on a burger and iced chocolate lollipops for dessert. You'll get some cool parents points for this one with your older kids, and you can leave the party early before the riffraff shows up.
The Plaza, the local hero. Okay, final secret. The real heart of Barcelona for the locals doesn't live in the attractions or the museums or the parks. It lives in the squares of the barrios. This is where you really want to be, from 7 to 9 p.m., and more often than not, much later. This is the true local way to do your evenings with family on vacation in Barcelona.
The squares are filled with people who were born here, people who moved here and never left, with kids who can speak four or five languages, while their expat parents struggle to keep up with two. I should know, I'm one of them. But this is where I've learned the most about the people who live here, more than anywhere else in the city.
There are hundreds of squares to choose from. The neighborhoods of San Antoni, Poble Sec, Poble Nou, Gracia, and Sants are all filled with new families and fantastic plazas overflowing with stories, gossip, and history.
From the bustling Plaza de la Villa de Gracia, with its buzzy, family-friendly vibe lined with terrace bars and a 19th-century clock tower, to the more tranquil Plaza Prim in Poble Nou, with its whitewashed fishermen's houses and neighborhood bocce games and great seafood from El Pescador's. Or there's Plaza Sortidor in Poble Sec, with pizza, tapas, and Japanese restaurants serving groups of chattering parents waiting for their children with a beer while they finish their after-school activities.
Head into the Raval to Macba and the huge Plaza de los Angeles, which is the skateboarding mecca of the city. Those of you with older skate-freak kids will really enjoy a few hours off. There are often hundreds of skaters there, but in the years of living here and visiting the square, I have never met a more respectable bunch of locals and internationals. Just watch your really little ones, though, to avoid any gnarly stacks.
For somewhere a little more chilled for more skating, Plaza Universidad is a little less crowded too, and it's only a short walk away.
There's a square for every activity or mood in Barcelona. So wherever you are in the city, choose one or several. Discovering a new square you never knew was there is sometimes a real surprise.
Some have their own playgrounds. Some have ancient bars with great locals. Some have fountains and statues. Some are leafy and quiet, while others are raucous and loud until the wee hours of the morning.
Talk to the people. Play with the kids. Be with the locals.
Because Barcelona's reputation as an adult playground is bold and wild, but in reality, the whole place is one big kids' clubhouse where they are permitted, celebrated, and accepted everywhere. Thanks for listening to our Play Here Barcelona episode.
No matter when you're heading to Barcelona, you'll get instant access to the full guide plus new episodes on a regular basis when you subscribe to Circa.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or download the Circa app,
where you can also get pictures and maps and notes on this episode and much, much more.
Maybe you'll want to sample our guides for Rome, London, New York, Paris, and many more to come.
Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place. to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.